what's the role of candor in enchantment?
Well, I think candor is one of the building blocks for all great relationships. You know, do I tell you what you want to hear? Do I tell you a half truth, or do I compassionately tell you honestly what I feel or how I view things? And I think, I used to work for a guy who was, he ultimately became the CEO of the second largest bank in America. But when I worked with him, he was sometimes rough, and I knew that his ex-Marine Corps background made him a little bit prickly sometimes. But he was also very compassionate, and I always knew he always told me the truth, and it, sometimes not the way I'd like to hear it. But I knew it got always, there was a certain foundational confidence I had in his whatever he said, because I knew it came from a place of, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to finagle with the facts. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to do it compassionately. And I just wrote a blog for Jesse Stoner, and it starts with a story of me as a child. I was working, doing a chore with my grandfather, and they lived maybe a half a mile from us. We lived out in the country, and so it went late, and it was dark, and I was 7 years old, and I called up for my dad to come get me, and he said, "No, you can walk home." And I go, "It's pitch dark, you know." And he said, "Don't worry, son, you can do it." At 7 years old, it's a half a mile in a dark road. I mean, it wasn't traveled. It wasn't like a big major highway. It was a country road. But I was scared to death. But all the way home, I kept saying, "Don't worry." I kept hearing his voice saying, "Don't worry, son, you can do it. Don't worry, son, you can do it." And I did it. And I grew up a lot that day. But I also thought back about what made me trust his statement, "Don't worry, son, you can do it." It's because I had a history of him always being credible, always telling me the truth. And so I think that purity, if I can use the word purity, in terms of how we communicate, I think is a central part. Central part of understanding in all relationships. And so I'm hoping that chapter truth and the way in which it's crafted will help create a greater transparency, a greater sense of purity and clarity about the way we manage our interpersonal relationships, whether we're leader to follower or frontline to customer.